You're listening to Radiotopia Presents from PRX's Radiotopia.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight. Like, why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
A Hit Dog Will Holler is written by me, Inda Craig Galvan. This is a series that is grounded in some of the harsh realities for Black people in America. There might be some moments that feel sad, or that might feel frightening, or just loud. Please take care while listening and after. This is episode 2, Black Banksy.
Come on, I got something for you.
Soundfighter Systems, how can I direct your call?
Yes, good morning. I need to make a complaint.
Oh, okay. What's your complaint about?
I had an installer come out to my home yesterday. Not only did the installed soundproofing not work, I don't know if she just didn't know what she was doing, had the wrong materials, I don't know. I just know it didn't work. I can still hear the noise coming from outside my recording booth, and I paid to not hear noise. That's first. Let's just get that out of the way. Second, and more importantly, she damaged my property. Not like she bumped into something. No, she literally snatched the strings out of my piano. I mean, who does that? I don't know what kind of anger management program she needs to be in, but what she shouldn't be doing, she shouldn't be allowed to go up in people's houses when she's clearly unstable.
Okay, wow. Did you call the police?
Trust me, I thought about it, but I'm not trying to get the sister shot over it. Let's just rectify this, and then I'll see what other recourse I need to take.
Of course, the installation supervisor isn't in yet. I can have him call you back, or...
Okay, what about your HR department? Who hires? Who fires?
It's just the owner. We're a small business. We don't really have an HR department.
Okay, no, that's fine. What's his name? The owner or the installation supervisor? One of them.
Same person, Tony Johnson. I'll have him call you back. Can he reach you at this number?
Fine. Testing. Okay. Take one. 3, 2.
Welcome back to Accounts Receivable, the podcast where we keep record, keep accounts, and of course, keep receipts. It's your girl, Gina. Now, this is the part in the podcast when I typically ask how you're feeling, check in with you. But this day, ma'am, sir, your girl, Miss Gina, is feeling, whew, I truly don't even know how to describe it. Hurt? Yes. Anger? But of course. Confusion? Absolutely. It is all that and more. Your girl's just a jumble of emotions this week. Now, I can't go into all the details on here because there may just be some litigation involved, but what I can tell you, this phrase just about sums up the situation. All skin folk ain't kin folk. You know that's the truth. It's sad, y'all. It's real, real sad. But sometimes it be your own people. Now, for my non-melanated listeners, for the allies, this moment of the podcast is not for you. Take this time to go for a walk, get your steps in, catch up on that book. Better yet, renew that accounts receivable Patreon subscription, yeah? No, seriously, get all that good extra accounts receivable content. But right now, I need you to give us a minute. Gina needs to talk with the fam. I'll wait. Okay, good. Fam, tell me, how come we can't have nice things? Why is it so hard for some of us to treat each other well? How can you look at your sister and think, I want to cause harm to this black person who has been nothing but kind? It's like, seriously, like looking into a mirror and, you know what, that's it right there. If you can't love yourself, then you cannot love those who look like you. And I'm not even talking about Candace Owens' ass this time. Next episode of the podcast, I promise. Right now, fam, I'm talking about a very personal incident that went so far beyond bad customer service. Again, I can't be too specific, but I will say that my space was violated. I'm okay, fam, I'm okay. But there was a theft. An implicit agreement of trust was broken. And it hurt so much more because it was a sister. Trust, I will get to the bottom of this. I will get recompense. And I will find forgiveness. Eventually. Also, heavy on my mind, the arraignment is coming up this week for the officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Vysander Davis, as well as the second officer, his partner, who stood by and did nothing while that baby lay dying in the street. The mayor's office hasn't been very forthcoming on the details. No exact time or date yet. You know what we do. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. When they announce that it's about to go down, we will be there, fam, won't we? On the steps of that courthouse, taking up space, being present to let the mayor, the police chief, the governor, the media, to let them know we will hold them accountable. And that goes for, I won't name names, let's just say anybody who's done some shady shit lately. You know who you are. You, Miss Ma'am, will be held accountable. This is Gina.
Hi, this is Sophia from Sandbrenner Systems calling you back. We spoke earlier.
Yeah, I remember. Is Mr. Johnson available now?
Yep. Before I connect to you, he wanted me to ask the name of the installer. If you remember it, I need to pull the person's file so Mr. Johnson has it in front of him. I should have asked for that earlier, but I didn't think about it.
Give yourself some grace, girl. I didn't get her last name. Oh, shit, now I wish I had. Anyway, her first name was...
I'm sorry. I forgot to get these other calls. Can you please hold?
Yeah, just don't please put that music on and... Okay. Whatever. Let me look at this footage from the rally. I wish I could have been there. Oh... Look at all of them. Oh, here's that sister. Everybody's been talking about her speech. Let me listen.
Them, their so-called history. Their history. Isn't that a trip? We know it's our history too, but they refuse to even learn or teach it. But we know it. We hold on to it.
And we hold the fuck on
to our knowledge of them.
I know that face in the crowd. That is her. That's Drew.
And that man. And that
she
trans
is mounting
woman, and that
the speech
man.
Right
we
along with Drew. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sorry about that. I can connect you with Mr. Johnson now?
No, as a matter of fact, no. No. You know what? I must have misspoken. You know, here's what I need instead.
right on time. Drew, I am going to unlock the door. When I do, you count to five, step in quickly, then shut the door. One knock if you understand. Good. All right. 10 steps from here to the booth. And go.
Three, four, five. Ready or not?
Oh God, God, make it stop. Make it stop. Hurry, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Well, look at you. Glad you showed up.
Gina, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize. What I did was impulsive and irrational. I'm sorry.
Can you at least tell me why? I mean, I'm trying to be calm about this because other than the way things ended, we seem to have a pretty good rapport.
Well,
I let you into my home. I'm a public figure, and you were given access to my home.
I know, and I'm really...
And you stood there and admired the piano. I mean, how it was hand-painted.
Right. That's the part of
Drew, who even notices something like that unless you were casing the joint?
Casing?
And the second I wasn't looking...
I know, Gina.
You destroyed it, Drew.
I know, and I...
So, I mean, speak, Drew. I don't have all day to sit up here and wait for your lame excuse as to why you destroyed my piano.
Okay, I just... Gina, are you done?
Sorry. I have been accused of being wordy before.
Your piano is... was my grandmother's. It was me who painted it. I paint in my free time, which isn't much anymore. Anyway, my grandmother used to watch me, you know, when I was little. All through high school, really. I'd sit with her after school and listen to her play. Then my senior year, I asked her if I could paint it.
Drew, I need you to get to the point.
Yeah. I came out to her about a year ago. And she said she always knew. Or more accurately, she said that she was always afraid of that being the case. I thought she meant she was afraid for me, like, you know, worried that I'd have a difficult time. But that's not what she meant. Still, I figured she and I could talk about it. I thought, you know, with time,
She never accepted you?
She did not. She did not. She used to tell everybody I was her little running buddy. And then once she knew for certain, she didn't even want me at her house.
Wow. And then you come in here and get this demanding-ass client who has the very piano that reminded you of all that pain.
Well, I wouldn't call you demanding.
Drew, do not play with me.
Okay, yeah. You was pretty demanding.
And you thought, I'ma fix this heifer.
That's not what
Drew,
I was...
do not play with me. You told me this much. May as well be completely honest, right? I mean, what do you have to lose?
True. Yeah. I thought, I'ma fix this heifer. I was pissed and tired because you were a demanding ass client. Like, mad demanding.
Okay, we've already established that, Drew. Let's move off that point.
Right, my bad. I was pissed, and on top of all that, I realized in the moment that my grandmother had not only rejected me, but she turned around and got a little coin from selling her prized piano. She used to be so proud of it, telling everybody, my grandbaby painted that. She's a Picasso. Guess she didn't want to be reminded of me anymore.
I'm sorry. That's really fucking sad.
Yeah. Anyway, I lost my shit and I shouldn't have, and I apologize.
Thank you.
And I brought over some things to make up for yesterday.
Like?
I kind of sort of borrowed some of the heavy gauge materials from the supply room. My ID card still works, so I was like, bet. Let me get my Robin Hood on and hook Gina up.
Oh, you did that for me?
Figured I'm on my way out the door. May as well finish the job I came over here to do. Then when they fire me...
You're not getting fired, Drew. Well, I mean, now that you stole stuff, probably, but I didn't complain about you to Soundfighter Systems. You aren't losing your job because of me.
What? What? Why?
Well, despite the vandalism, you tried your best with the soundproofing. I would appreciate some of those heavy-duty gauge things you brought. Yes, please. But you tried. Come on, what was I gonna do? Escalate things? Press charges? Come on, sis. I was mad in my feelings for a minute, but we're in it together. There are too many outside forces who would tear us apart. We have to have each other's back.
Okay, Gina, what the hell is happening?
What are you...
Seriously, you're not that good of an actor. What's going on?
Fine, Drew. Fine.
But we know it. We hold on to it. And we hold on to our knowledge of them. And we hold on to our knowledge of self. And we hold on to that baby boy.
You don't need to hear it.
We hold
you
on
were
to
there.
That woman.
Oh.
And that man.
There you are.
And
right there. You're Drew Allensworth. You wrote that speech, huh? Probably write all of them. But nobody knows who you are. The Black Banksy. Elusive Drew Allensworth. I thought you were a myth.
Yeah, I kind of like to keep it that way.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you wouldn't want me outing you, so to speak, to, well, everyone, really. Where you work, the fact that you stole from your job, how you destroyed a customer's property. Wouldn't want any of that getting out, would you, Drew?
Gina, why are you...
Because I need something from you.
Then why not ask?
You might say no.
And?
I need you to say yes.
What is it?
Let me interview you.
Gina.
On my podcast. It's typically a half-hour show. We could do an hour or two episodes or...
Gina, I can't.
Can't is not in my vocabulary.
Look, if you want to get to know the work I do, a group of us are going to protest outside the mayor's house tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not good for me.
Or the arraignment. That's this week. We could use some positive media there to help us.
I won't be able to.
They haven't even announced which day it is. You might be free to make it.
I don't think so. I just want to interview you. Why can't we do that, huh?
Gina, I appreciate that you didn't get me fired, but even if you had, there's other jobs. The most important thing in my life is this movement. The liberation, the freedom, fighting for equality and equity our people deserve. It's about the movement. It can't be about me. That's why I don't do interviews. I'm sorry. I'll go get the tools and stuff and get your booth right.
Wait!
Oh, my bad. You want to go inside the booth first? You got that thing about the birds or whatever?
I didn't say no to your invitation to the mayor's house or the arraignment because of my schedule. I need to be honest with you now. The thing with the door. I have acute social agoraphobia. Acute because it's intense.
I know what the word means.
But more... intense than normal intense. I haven't said this part out loud to anyone. I feel like I hear a loud roaring sound when that door is open, or a window even.
Roaring like a airplane or something?
Mm-mm, bigger, louder, more alive.
What do you mean, Gina?
It's like a bear or a dinosaur kind of thing, or like a... Okay, You know, like when there's a crowd of them screaming their go back to wherever screams, or and the you don't belong here bullshit. It's like there are 1,000 of them all standing right at my shoulder, yelling into my ear, spit flying, their voices angry and violent. And I can't make out any words exactly, but I know that the intention is behind it. You know what the roar carries. It's like I can hear oppression. You know, literal oppression.
This happens to you every time the door is open?
Every single time. So yeah, I can't go with you.
I thought can't wasn't in your vocabulary.
Yeah, my one exception, I suppose. One of those for every rule.
Okay, Gina. I will consider doing your interview.
Really, Drew?
I will. I should get to work on that booth.
Okay.
My tools are still out in the truck, so...
I will disappear to the bedroom. Need to make a phone call anyway. Try not to vandalize anything.
You know my government name now. I'm not screwing up again.
Thanks, Drew. For considering it.
Thanks for being honest with me.
This is Constance.
Constance, it's Gina.
Gina, how was the rally?
Great. I mean, you know, considering the reason we were all there.
Were we?
Hmm?
Were we all there? I was there. I looked all over for you. Didn't see you. No one I ran into saw you.
It was dark, Constance. I don't know what to tell you. Should have looked harder. Anyway, I've got something huge.
Do you?
Maybe I'll just get my PR person on it, since you don't sound all that interested.
How about we stop with the games? Just tell me what you have, Gina.
The what? An interview. The who? I've got Drew motherfucking Allensworth.
Ronnie, have you heard of Gina Evans? She's the activist, I think. She's got some kind of podcast.
You know, kind of popular. Can stop right there, Drew. I know exactly who that hot mess is.
Is she?
Are you seeing her or something?
No. No, I was doing some work at her house, and she's got a recording booth or whatever.
Or whatever. Of course she's got a... Because she does a podcast. Why are you downplaying it like that?
Huh?
Oh my gosh, you as bad as my ex talking about, huh? Well, you know damn well what I just said. What are you not saying, Drew?
Gina wants to interview me.
You don't do interviews.
I know, Ronnie, that's what I told her.
But you still entertaining the thought, or you wouldn't be asking me about her, am I right? Please tell me I'm wrong. Shit, Drew.
I know, I just...
No, you don't know. You don't know anything about that woman, which is good. Your lack of internet savvy has protected you from the truth of that skanky bitch.
Ronnie.
No, don't Ronnie me. Okay, fine. Maybe she not skanky. But I'm not walking back calling her a bitch. Gina Evans is the female Sean King. Pretending she cares about our people when in reality she's trafficking our trauma for a little bit of coin. Drew, promise me you'll stay away from her.
No, the woman I saw she spent time with, she wasn't like that, or maybe she was. But she was also scared. She's got, I don't know what, something about this pandemic or the shooting deaths or something's got her messed up.
I'm telling you, Drew, Gina Evans was messed up way before this pandemic started. She's an opportunist. Don't fall for whatever sob story she's giving you.
I guess.
Drew?
I said fine. All right, can we focus on the plan for our arraignment and the contingency plan? We need to be prepared to respond whichever way this one turns out.
Drew.
Come on, leave it alone, Ronnie. Don't worry about Gina. I'll take care of that.
That mean you stay away from her?
I don't believe in throwing people away.
Call people in, don't call them out.
You hate saying that, don't you?
With all my being. Just be careful.
I can handle Gina.
So, you paint, write ridiculously good speeches, you do piano repair.
Just a restringing.
Oh, okay. Just a little restringing of a whole piano. What other talents are you hiding, Drew?
That sounds like an interview question.
Guilty as charged.
Gina, stop, for real. I said I'd consider it.
Uh-huh.
I'm still considering?
Ugh, fine. I'll stop pushing. Hey, I came up with a code name for you. You know, like the president, the top folks always have code names in case someone leaks the interview.
Gina.
President Obama was Renegade. Michelle was...
Gina.
What?
Fine. What was Michelle's...
Renaissance. See? You wanted that information. You're welcome.
Doesn't mean you know what's best for me or for the movement. Speaking of the movement...
Please don't do that.
What?
Speaking of the movement, you ain't slick. So what? You dug into me on the internet? You phoned a friend? What's your source?
A friend, okay?
Let me guess. Gina Evans used to be a serious newswoman, but sold out her journalistic integrity to podcasting and Patreon when newspapers went away.
It doesn't matter. I can get to know you on my own.
Tell me. Tell me, 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 tell me.
All right. It was more like you sold out your people. You became unknowable.
Oh, that's rich.
Well, not like you're keeping incognito to avoid getting arrested when you topple Confederate statues. That's why I keep out of the limelight. With you, it's more like you don't let anyone know the real Gina because you're hiding behind a flippant persona.
Ah.
And you've lost touch.
Okay, I get it. Oh, for fuck's sake, what else? I can see it on your face. Don't play poker, ever. Come on, spill it.
There was a comparison made.
Gail King. People always get us confused. It's the voice.
Actually, it was Sean King.
Get out! Like people think I'm white, or...
No. More in secrecy, transparency. Where's the money going in that kind of way? My two cents?
Why not?
Maybe if folks saw you out participating and just being amongst them, it might help change their perception of you. I know that that's not something you want to do right now, so...
Do you want to be queer? What about black? Do you want to be part of two marginalized communities? I mean, good for you if you do. Love yourself and let the world meet you there and all, but Drew, even if you didn't want it, that's still your reality. You can't change either one of those facts. That's the reality of who you are. My reality is that I'm a black woman who wants to get out there and do what you do. Maybe not exactly what you do, but the point is, I want to be amongst my people. I want it more than anything. But my reality is that whether I want to be outside or not, that noise, the roaring, is still going to be there, waiting for me every time I open my front door. That's nice.
Needs tuning, but the strings replaced.
Most people answer a compliment with a thank you, bitch.
I don't want to call you that.
Ha ha.
Thank you. I guess my grandmother's playing rubbed off on me.
Thankfully, not her homophobia. What about the rest of your family?
Not many of us. How many cousins do you have, by blood?
Shit, 20? First and second cousins? 30, 40 maybe?
I have two, and was never close with either of them. My mom had cancer. I don't even remember her. My dad raised me, or really my grandmother, you know, did while my dad worked.
What kind of work? This isn't the interview, promise. I just want to get to know you. I don't get out much.
He was a judge, juvenile court. He was the kind of dude who wanted to get to know every one of those kids, would send them encouraging messages, kept in touch, even set up a little college scholarship. They were really lucky to have him.
Oh, so were you?
Those kids got way more of him than I did. Still, made me want to follow in his footsteps.
Oh shit, the arraignment is in an hour. Those motherfuckers.
Oh, trying to elude the protests, but we ready. I've got to get to the courthouse.
Pick up your tools later, it's fine. Give them hell. Oh no, the door! Shit!
Courthouse steps. It is so very necessary. We know how this can go today, and we see their army lines up ready to punish us for exercising our right to free speech and our right to lawful assembly, but we are not afraid. We will not shrink ourselves, we will not disappear, and we will not go away.
True. Yeah. Here we go. Brace yourself for the mayor's BS. She's only pandering to the cameras.
Even with this, she has to have a conscience.
Ronnie the optimist. She's starting.
This tragic encounter that resulted in the death of Vysander Davis has created division within our city. But in order for healing to occur, we must begin now. Today, the judge presiding over the arraignment of Officer Kaminsky and Officer Bartak has ruled today that neither officer will face criminal charges.
True. What should we do? Fuck should. Fight back, y'all. Knock it all down.
Drew, here. It'll settle your nerves.
I don't want to settle. Gina,
Drew, you came here for a reason. And I'm glad you did. You shouldn't be out on those streets right now.
Fuck, he was 16. It's all on camera. That was a flat-out murder. Caught on camera. And it didn't make any difference?
I know. There's always a civil suit.
Of course you say that. It'll be paid by the city. Our tax dollars pay for their misconduct.
Hold up, Drew. Why the attitude towards me? What did I do?
Nothing, Gina. absolutely nothing. What do you ever do?
Okay. All right, Drew, let's call you a Lyft.
Not seriously, Gina, other than profiting off of our collective trauma. What do you do? What do you do?
I will chalk this up to the Henny, but I need you to stop talking now, Drew.
Sitting up here.
Here we go.
In your own little version of reality, helping no one but yourself, and blaming it on a mental health issue that you haven't even bothered to see a doctor about, just self-diagnosing and treating everyone like shit because your pseudo-illness makes it impossible for you to leave.
Drew.
More like convenient, so you don't have to get dirty with the rest of us. You watch us do all the boots on the ground while you collect a paycheck.
Oh,
we are the content you sell on your fucking Patreon.
What about you, Drew? Woe is me. Nobody loves me. Maybe if you tried to be more lovable. Understood that your grandmother was 102 and maybe needed a minute. Maybe your cousins just don't want to hang out with you. Maybe that's it. Nobody wants to hang out with your dour, gritty ass, so you decided to adopt this Marcus Garvey wannabe persona. Tell you what, Marcus Garvey wasn't afraid to be seen. He did plenty of interviews. Your anonymity isn't helping anyone, Drew. You're just feeding your little superhero fantasy. Why don't you just go to Comic-Con instead? At least there you can wear a mask and nobody will give a damn.
How about I play the supervillain instead?
Whatever.
Here's your kryptonite, Gina.
No! What's happening? Make it stop!
Close it! Close the door! Close the door, Drew! You heard it.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world, bitch.
In the next episode of A Hit Dog Will Holler.
Ronnie, why the hell did you cancel the march?
Some nerve, Drew. I couldn't find you. You were supposed to be our leader. How's anyone supposed to follow you if we don't even know where the hell are you?
A Hit Dog Will Holler from Radiotopia was written by Inda Craig Galvan. It was produced and directed by me, Gisele Rigatau. Mixing and sound design by Sandra Lopez-Monsalve with help from Isabel Hibbard. The music theme is by Christina Gaillard. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. It features Cynthia K. McWilliams as Gina and Ronnie, J. Nicole Brooks as Drew, Jacqueline Guillen as Constance and the receptionist. Thank you to WNYC News for the audio of Black Lives Matter protests. Support for this project was provided in part by a PSC CUNY Award, jointly funded by the Professional Staff Congress and the City University of New York. For Radiotopia Presents, Mark Pagan is the producer. Production support from Yuri Losordo. Audrey Mardovich and Julie Shapiro are the executive producers. For more information, go to radiotopiapresents.fm.
Radiotopia. From PR.